I heard the music.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons.
And my freezing toes.
Yeah. Okay. The answer to your question is it did not continue recording from the first podcast, but I did hang up using the computer, and it, but when we hung up earlier, it actually hung up the previous podcast, but when we called in, it automatically started recording because it was programmed to start recording because I had the computer up and running.
So I was there, but I wasn't there.
Right. You might have been.
We can delete all of my mumbling and stumbling and.
Okay. Yeah, 16 megabytes of you being whatever you were being.
You can hit the
It started at. Well, I don't know when it started. Oh, it started at 10 o'clock.
At 10? Yeah, that'd be about right.
10:01 to be exact.
Yep. Time where I was very tempted to go and...
Tomorrow I'm getting the beanbag chairs and throwing them on my bed because they make great insulation.
I saw, I think it was on Facebook, a gigantic beanbag that would make a really awesome bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially if they're compartmentalized.
Well, if Joe calls back in, he might give us those calibers and feet per second stuff. But basically, what he was saying was the same thing that you were saying. The heavier the grain, the less feet per second
is required.
Required. But it all depends on what your mission is. So, for example, here it is. This Air Force Texan 45 caliber Iraq veteran 8888 gun takes.
Okay.
Uh, 3,000 PSI. This is the sniper rifle we were talking about.
Oh, okay.
It shoots 1,000 feet per second. And he said, you know, I don't remember what he said exactly, but you could take out large game with that gun.
There you go.
And it does kind of look like an alien gun.
Maybe not an elephant, but okay, so it's probably got air tanks on it.
It does have an air tank, a small air tank, but it's got an air tank.
Right, which makes it look like an alien gun.
Well, I forgot what it's called, but the part that goes up against your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's basically an air tank.
Okay.
That whole thing's an air tank. So, yeah.
Okay, so if you take dogs with you, you better darn well be able to kill anything that comes along, because if you can't, you're going to lose dogs.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see if you can hear this.
So far, the answer is no.
Working on it.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, it doesn't want to play.
Well, that's why I can't hear it.
Let me try a different avenue.
I should probably go back to my store and retrieve the other three dogs and bring them along. That or start up a new character and deliver these dogs to it. Stairwell.
Okay, that's not working either. I'll have to put it on a PC and play it that way. Where, oh where, here it is. Get my data cord, transfer this to my computer, and then play it over.
There you go. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, in Africa, Obama's running from a lion yelling, "Bad kitty, bad kitty!"
Except he's not African.
No, I know.
He's a Florida Arabian.
Right.
He was only a black president because he wasn't white.
Not 100% anyways.
Well, he had to have some in him because he was related. He's in the line of kings.
He's a what?
He's part of that royal family.
Oh.
But I suppose if you trace our family trees back far enough, we all are part of the royal family. So it might not mean anything.
Probably not. What means anything is if you follow their agenda.
Yes. And thus demonstrate that you are a true son of their family.
Right.
Okay. Well, I found one ethical way to get destruction.
All right, here we go. If you can hear it. We were on our Strap Guest Strap podcast, and we were talking about guns, and we needed to know the velocity that you need in order to take out large game.
Okay, I can't give that to you in a simple answer, okay? That's the reason I didn't answer your question, okay?
Now, I understand that, but if you gave us something to go on, the podcast is over now, so it don't matter.
Well, that's
fine. Oh, crap. It only recorded 5 minutes of it.
Oh, man.
Maybe I would have did a voice clip for you, okay? Okay. So, voice clip, this is on the podcast. Although, the definition of feet per second is an equation that has to relate to the pounds of energy. And that also needs to relate to the animal that you're shooting, the size of the animal that's shooting, and the distance that you need to shoot them at. Typically, you need 1,000 pounds of energy to kill a deer. wants to get rid of it. All of those numbers are in relativity to the amount of grains of the bullet and the speed of a bullet. If you shoot at 308, a 208 grain 308 at 2,600 feet per second, you still have 11 pounds of knockdown energy at 1,000 yards, which that particular bullet, even though it's only 1,100 pounds, would be sufficient to knock down an elk at 1,000 yards. But it's not very ethical to shoot 1,000 yards because the probability of you hitting the elk in a good spot and killing the elk and not injuring the elk and having it run off and have some coyote hit in a couple of days is not very wise. So I probably wouldn't make a shot over 600 yards. And right now, at this point in my life, probably not over 300. But if I thought I was going to shoot farther than that, then I would go to a range and try to get a good consistency on shooting 600 yards. I've got rifles that'll do that, but I'm not sure, you know, there's calibrations and programs on your phones that'll tell you the rate of speed, you can get your bullet and what the aerodynamics of that bullet is, and the speed and the drive, you can figure the drop and everything, and it'll tell you that if you zero your gun at 200 yards, that it's going to drop 60 inches at 600 yards. But I don't know that that's fact, so I would prefer to shoot 600 yards with those mathematical equations and see if that bullet lands where the calculations say it's going to land. I know they say it. They say they're pretty accurate, but before I went and shot a big game at 600 yards, now if you shoot a coyote or a prairie dog at 600 yards and you miss or you mange it, it's no big deal. You're shooting prairie dogs and varmints like that for extermination. You're not shooting them for eating. And if they crawl off and die in a couple of days, great. If they crawl off and live and they walk around limp for another year or two until somebody else shoots them, who cares? They're like shooting mice or...
Yeah.
And hogs are the same way. If you shoot a hog and you injure it, you know, it runs around for a couple of years until somebody else shoots it, because it should be slower and it shouldn't run as fast. So if you injure one, if you injure it and it dies, the cows get it great. If you injure one and it lives around for a couple of years until somebody else shoots it, maybe it'll be slow enough that somebody else can get it shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a wild thing. So, I mean, but that's my opinion. That's not everybody's opinion. Some people are like,
basically, airgundepot.com has some good guns, like this IV-8888 gun, but it's like $1,700. The one that I saw earlier that I said went down in price was only $600. It was only a 25 caliber, and in order to hunt larger game, you want something like a 45 or a 30.
45 or a 30.
30 minimum. I think he said a 38 or a 45 preferably.
Nice.
So this one here is the ultimate gun. So, if you wanted to kill something larger than a coyote, then you would use this gun as a comparison.
Right.
So, 45 caliber gun. I'm not sure what the lead weight is per se, but it shoots 1,000 feet per second. The grains for that are anywhere from 143 grains to 300 grain.
So 10 to 20 times the size of my pellets.
Huh?
10 to 20 times the size of my pellets.
Right, yeah. You can buy special grain-sized pellets for hunting. So, like, the 134 grain comes in 100 count for $25. That's for 45. The 265 grain is $30 for 50. The rest of them are all 50 count. And that's weird.
For me to get the same grain for my pellet gun, the darn thing would have to be almost 2 inches long. And it would probably tumble through the air. If it didn't get jammed.
Well, that's what, a 22?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's a 22.
22 caliber. Let's see what it says.
Yeah, you can't get a grain that size for a 22 caliber.
No. It'd be like shooting a pencil.
Yeah, it would be. And it'd probably get jammed in the... it'd probably get jammed in the barrel on its way through.
I'm looking at 33 grain or 34 grain.
Yeah. That'd be about twice the weight of what I got.
Huh?
That'd be about twice the weight of what I got. A little bit more.
All right. Here's some hollow points. They're 14 grain, but that would do some damage.
Yeah, I've got some hollow. I've got some with split caps.
All right. So basically, we just got to up the caliber. See, my problem is I don't know that much about guns. I don't know how to shoot them.
Well, I'm learning how to get the sights zeroed in. I've almost got the sights on my last one zeroed in. I just need more shooting time.
Yeah, I mean, I've mostly just been using other people's guns, and they've already been zeroed in, and I'm pretty accurate with a gun that's already zeroed in. I don't know how to do all the specs myself, but if the specs are already done, I'm pretty accurate.
It's pretty simple. I guess it'd be best to get yourself some sort of rest to put the gun on. But you set the target at the appropriate range. You take 3 shots at it. And then you look for the center of the cluster of shots you made, okay? And, you know, so you're aiming at the bullseye, of course. or aiming at some predetermined mark, and you want to know how far away from center you're hitting on average. All right? And then you adjust the sights to move away from where you're hitting to toward hitting the center of the target. And then you test again and test again and test again until you've got it centered. So it's not really all that hard. It's just, it takes time.
One of us might have to call Joe on three-way in order to get him on the podcast. Hang on, I'll do it.
Is he willing to come on?
Yeah. Because we're not talking about political stuff.
Okay. Guns aren't political?
All right, I just merged you on. Basically, you probably have the same problem I have where it charges you a penny per minute to call the podcast.
I don't know. It said you can enter this number into your select number, blah, 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 blah. It's like, meh. Or stop by a store. It's like, yeah, I'll stop by a store sometime and ask them. But, yeah, it sounded like they might want to charge me to add your number to my calling plan.
Oh, probably.
Which is probably why we don't have any listeners.
That's why we don't have any callers, because everybody's phone says that they got to pay to call.
Right. I tell you what, just so we know, if you want, I'll call the number again on my other phone, and they'll probably give us the same message so that you can hear the message it tells me.
Right. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Let me get my other phone line here, and I'll call it, and I'll put it on speakerphone, and you guys can hear. Now, you guys are going to have to tell me what the number is, because I guess I could look it up, but I'm just going to let you tell me. That way it'll be on the recording anyway. So you go ahead and tell me your number. Is it 515? 515. Nobody knows.
Hang on. You know, I'll look it up. Hang on.
I don't have it memorized. I have it programmed in. I tell people to go to the website.
Okay, you ready? 515.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting ready to get it. 515. Yeah, I thought it was 515.
604.
604.
9926.
9926. Okay. 515-604-9926. That is the podcast phone number.
Correct.
I'm going to put this on a better intercom system to be able to hear it if I can get it to connect, which is not connecting very good. Uh-oh. It connected to something. Where did it connect to?
That's an Iowa number. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to call it.
Well, yeah, that's really weird. It's really weird. We're going to call and see. Watch it not do it. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you on the Bluetooth system. It's got a better speaker. Hopefully you can hear me better. I'm going to call this second. Okay, let's see. Get it logged back up here. Call it, and put it on the intercom. Okay, and what extension is it? Well, it won't really matter.
No, it don't matter till you get through.
I messed up. I got to call it again. Ready? We're going to call it again. Here we go.
The number you are calling is not included in your Metro PCS rate plan. To call this number, please add the select shared calling service. To do so, please dial 611 from your handset, or you can visit a Metro PCS store. Thank you.
There you go. You get that message?
That's
yeah.
Weird. So they got that number blocked.
Yep.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
God, Clicker hasn't started doing that yet.
Yeah, see, Metro PCS is a subsidiary of T-Mobile.
Very good.
And, T-Mobile charges me to call the podcast.
Kind of a crappy deal.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got going on besides the phone providers blocking everybody's rights and privileges to live and prosper and, our 13th Amendment?
I would argue they have a right to do that, but you have a right to move to a different area.
Well,
you might tell them you're moving to Cricket because they're shitheads.
That all sounds good and dandy, but I've got three lines now with three 10-gigabyte hotspots for $90 a month. Because of the hotspots, because I run my TV service off of hotspots. That's what I was doing. I was watching a movie when you guys called. But anyway, yeah, 30 gigs.
I have unlimited data.
Do what?
I have unlimited data.
Yeah, but not on a hotspot.
Well, sort of on a hotspot. You can talk about being a hotspot.
Yeah. It's kind of a foxy hotspot, isn't it? So I couldn't believe that you didn't remember that I'm the one that turned you on to that deal.
So you got a total of 30 gigs?
Yeah, I got 10 gig on three lines, yeah. So when all I got to do is turn them into a hotspot, I put a passcode on them, and good to go. I hooked my TV up to it. Hook my tablet, hook my laptop up to it, and it works on the T-Mobile network, so it's got pretty good coverage.
So what happens after you use up your 30 gigs?
It's really slow. I could still run a tablet or a laptop on it, but I can't stream video on it. But I could check email, stuff like that on it.
Oh, okay.
Now, they tell me after I've used Bluetooth.
For $100.
What? Yeah, that's $90. That's my bill is $90. That's it. $90. Not $90 plus taxes. $90.
Mm.
That's a pretty good deal. I don't think I can beat it. So,
well, I don't have to have three lines.
Well, I don't either.
I got 50 gig for $100.
Mm. On one phone line?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good deal. Who's that through?
T-Mobile.
That's funny. You got about the same deal I got, really.
Yep.
That's really almost a better deal than what I got.
Almost.
I mean, I do have the luxury of having more than one line. And when you live by yourself, it's really nice to have more than one line because if you lose your phone, if you can find one phone, you can call yourself.
That's true.
Because I tell you what, I don't remember how many times 10 years ago I would lay my phone, lay it down. Maybe I'd be working on the truck. I'd lay it on the front of the truck, engine bay area. I'd lay it next to me or something or whatever. And I'd go inside, get something to drink, come back out, and I'd be like, where's my phone at? And I'd look. I'd spend 30 minutes looking for my phone because I laid it down. Now if I misplace my phone, I just go locate another phone and call it, and then I find it right away.
Or you could be like one of our friends who runs over her phone all the time with her car.
Ouch.
So at least then you would have a backup.
Yeah, that's also why I have more than one phone, for a backup in case I break one. Because I might be miles away from the house, I might be 100 miles away from the house and I need a phone and I can't find one because I broke it. So, yeah. But I think I've had two phones for like 12 years. And I think I've only had phone problems once or twice to where I had another phone that I could back up. But occasionally when if I'm on the road driving a long trip, maybe like a 12-hour trip or something, maybe my battery's dead because I got a couple people somebody wants to talk for an hour, somebody else wants to talk for an hour on the phone, somebody wants to do a podcast for an hour. You know, the next thing you know, my phone's dead, so I just pick up and use the other phone. But it's already charged. Put that one on charge and use the one that's already charged up. So it's handy for that too. What would be really nice is to have two phones on the same phone number.
That should be doable.
Do what?
That should be doable.
It is doable, but the phone carriers do not allow you to do it. So, what are we talking about tonight? Are we talking about? Do what?
I bet you could do it if you could clone the chip.
Well, there are people that can do it. You could go to, you know, phone places that can hook you up to do that or whatever. I mean, there's ways it can be done, and there's people that can do it for a small fee. And I don't really know if they're breaking the law to do it because it's your phone line. You know, why shouldn't you be able to say, hey, I want the Samsung phone on this number, and I also want my LG phone on this number. Why? Well, because if I'm upstairs and the phone rings, I've got my cell phone there. If I'm downstairs and the phone rings, I've got my cell phone there.
Yeah, we're talking about the same number on two different
carriers. On one phone. That can be done.
Well, you got two guys talking at the same time. I didn't hear nothing.
I said you could use two phone numbers on one line phone. That's not hard to do. I can do that.
Yeah, but you're talking about getting one phone number with two different carriers.
Two different phones, same number.
Okay, LG. Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
You right, might so, be able to do that. I'll have to call T-Mobile and see how that works.
They can do that, but I don't know that they allow you to do it, okay? In other words, the technology is able to be done. I just don't know that they allow you to do it. Why? I don't know.
Right.
So, if you had two phones, it don't matter what two phones you got, and you had a business, say you got a greenhouse business where you grow greenhouse vegetables and you got a house, right? You leave one cell phone in the greenhouse and you leave the other cell phone in the house. And that way if somebody calls your greenhouse wanting tomatoes or you know, banana peppers or whatever, and they call that one business number for the nursery, it don't matter if you're in the house or the greenhouse, you're going to get the phone call because it's just one number.
Well, yeah, we can have one number for the farm, and then David and I could answer it, whoever answers first.
Right, you could have the same number hooked up to two phone lines, and that way you guys are managing the business appropriately. No matter where you're at, somebody's going to pick up the line and going to talk to the customer. So
there used to be a service that would actually do that. It was called Grand Central. But then Google bought them and turned it into the Google phone number, and then they basically rent it. But I think now
you've got a real bad feeling.
I think now Google Voice will do that.
You got a real bad feedback, Kano. Everything you say it twice.
Yeah, I said Google Voice. Google bought Grand Central, and Google turned it into Google Voice, and they basically took away all of its awesome features, and then slowly started adding them back in, charging extra money.
Ooh.
But I think Google Voice, you can do that, and there might be some competitors that also will do it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if some or all of the carriers can do that, but they might, like your phone line is $100, or maybe for an extra $25, or maybe an extra $40, they'll go ahead and give you a two line on the same number. Because you've got unlimited minutes and unlimited text and all that stuff, right?
Right.
So, you know, they would, their thinking is they don't want you, and I'm not talking about you, Kano, I'm just talking to you, the person that has a phone, you and your honey, you and your wife or you and your husband, both making phone calls on that number because you're and making text on that phone number, although you're both reading the text. So it'd be real hard for a man or a wife to have an affair on their spouse because all the texts are coming back in. But you're both, if you're both using the phone calling out, then the carrier is concerned about racking up all sorts of minutes and doing all sorts of, well, you probably have both have internet. So you'd both have, you'd have internet on two phones. You'd have texting on both two phones. You'd have calling in and out on two phones, even though they're both the same phone number. So you'd just basically be racking up extra charges, and they don't want to be giving out anything for free. So, but, you know, your $100 line might be able to be turned into a $150 line. With
the spirit of J.P. Morgan is alive and well.
What's that all about?
The spirit of J.P. Morgan.
Oh, the spirit of J.P. Morgan.
It's alive and well.
Not letting two phone lines be turned into one number?
Tesla wanted to give the world free electricity. J.P. Morgan did not want to fund that.
Right.
Because he couldn't put a meter on it.
Right. It's really sad we got to pay for electricity now, isn't it? Thanks to J.P. Morgan. We could all have free electricity. That'd be nice. So, but we don't. But you could put a steam engine up, and with wood, you could generate electricity.
Yeah.
And with the electricity, we can make air.
Right. Yeah, you can make a big air tank.
Well, we can make air for free with any flowing water.
Yeah, you get right on that, will you? I'm just wondering how that'll work at 10 degrees. Is it working real well at 10 degrees? I'm not sure.
As long as the river flows.
Well, I wonder about up in Canada where it gets like minus 50 degrees plus or like minus 75. Would it work there?
Wherever water flows.
It'll only work in Egypt where it don't snow.
It only works if it don't snow? Well, it won't work in Kansas City because they got 6 inches.
No, I don't know. We ain't got the $5,000 to spend. We ain't got the $5,000 to spend on a special drilling, a special well to drill to invest in this project.
Maybe you need to advertise on this podcast and tell them that you're looking for investors to drill wells to make pumps to generate air, and with the air you could generate a compressor to run a generator to run free electricity.
Yeah. When we got the extra money to experiment, we'll end up doing it.
Well, just tell people right now, just send your money to Kano or David.
We could do a GoFundMe.
Yeah, Jerry does that.
There you go.
Jerry
has done GoFundMe?
Yeah, actually.
That's how he gets a lot of his money.
Really? Man, I need a GoFundMe to go to the Philippines.
There you go.
Hey, somebody sounds pretty tired.
Yep.
Yeah, I am too, actually. I got to get up at 6 or 7. Well, I got to get up at 6. My boss wants me there between 7 and 8.
Oh, where are you at? Are you in St. Louis right now?
Yep.
How's the weather over there? Are you getting hammered with snow right now?
No, it's just cold.
Oh, did it snow already, or is it not going to hit you?
No, it hit Chicago. It went north.
Oh, so Chicago.
You should find Bill's favorite Goodwill outlet out there.
I'll have to get the coordinates.
Yeah, they sell books by the inch.
That'll tell me much.
Well.
25 North, 454 South.
Yes, Bill.
All right, so explain to us the feet per second and the caliber and all that stuff again, because I wasn't able to get it on recording. We can record it for hunting purposes.
Okay. Well, feet per second is not what kills an animal. It's mostly the energy, the pounds of energy that the bullet produces, which is a calculation of feet per second into the grains to produce the pounds of energy. And I used to know the formula, but the larger bullet that you have, the less feet per second or speed that you need on the bullet to produce an equivalent pounds of energy for knockdown force. Typically large animals, deer and elk, are larger, need 1,000 pounds of energy to knock down, but some of the large bullets are large enough in weight, like 200, 250, 300 grain bullets out of 30 or 40 or 45 or 50 caliber gun, black powder guns or air rifles, that those large grain bullets produce enough weight and energy that the momentum of the weight, even 500, 600 pounds of energy at the muzzle, which may be 400 or 500 pounds at 100 yards, will still be enough knockdown energy to kill a large animal because they have more momentum. They have more lead in their ass. I call it like the railroad train, traveling train momentum that follows through with the extra energy. I've never really heard a calculation formula of that, but the larger grain bullets have more momentum that carry on.
Foot pounds per second.
What? Foot pounds.
Foot pounds per second.
No, not per second. Foot pounds of energy, period. Foot pounds of energy is what it's called.
Momentum is measured in mass times distance over a period of time. That's momentum.
Well, David already, I guess David already knew all this. I don't know. Anyway.
No, I don't have the charts memorized like you do. Because you know the charts, which take into account air resistance and angle and all that stuff. I don't know that.
Part of it, those are calculation apps that you can get on your phone. They're called bullet apps that you can get for the different weight, the coefficient drag of the bullet. Coefficient drag can be anywhere from like 0.220 on a little small 22 caliber bullet, or some of the larger bullets, it can have like a 0.75 coefficient drag, which is really, really low. That means it streamlines through the air and carries for a long time without losing its speed or energy.
Okay, here's a question that came up. All right. Kana was looking at the different grain bullets, and one of them was about 10 to 20 times the number of grains as my little pellets. And I figure for me to get the same grain into one of my pellets and still have it go through my 22, it'd have to be about 2 inches long.
No, probably about 6 or 12 inches long.
Or 6 or 12? Well,
it'd be long. It'd be a long bullet.
Right. So if I was to produce such a thing, more than likely it would get stuck in my barrel, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. Just depends on how much force. What?
Uh-oh. I've got a super glue project to do now.
Well, no, for every time you double the weight, approximately, I'm just giving you a general mathematical equation here, and there's some curve factors in there that I don't know what they are, but every time you double the weight, you're going to reduce the velocity maybe half, maybe 30%. So if you start
yeah.
out at 25 grains, well, let's see, how large are the 25, 22 caliber bullets or 17 grains, right?
The ones I was looking at are 14.3.
14.3 grains, okay. So if you put 28 grains,
I think it was the 1.1 gram that was the 17 grain.
Okay. So anyway, if you put 28 grains of lead in there, it's about 1,150 feet per second, you're probably looking at, even though it's double the weight, it won't be quite half the speed, but it might be like, I don't know, 750, 800 feet per second. Probably 800 feet per second.
Actually, I would actually get more momentum out of it doing that.
Right, you do, yeah. It has more knockdown energy, even though it's less feet per second. It'll have more knockdown energy because, you know, the knockdown, if you double the weight at half the speed, you're probably going to have the same pound of energy. But most projectiles, you know, when you double them, they don't necessarily get cut half in speed, you know. So if you took a stick a 200-grain bullet out of a 300 blackout and fired it at 1,050 feet per second, If you could load a 400-grain bullet in there, it probably would not be 1,000 feet per second. It might be, instead of 500 feet per second, which would be the same amount of energy, it might be 650 feet per second, which would actually have more knockdown energy.
Okay.
You know, but I don't think they make any 400-grain 30 caliber bullets to project out of a 300 blackout.
No.
Basically, a 223, 556 chopped off, and then they neck it down to a 30 caliber is what a 300 blackout is. Well, there's a lot of reverberation on this station.
Yeah, it's probably the other way his phone company is trying to get him not to make the phone call.
No, it's on David's end because I got mine muted, and I was having the same problem earlier.
Okay.
Whenever you weren't on the line.
Right. I gotcha. Well, anyway, yeah, guns are fascinating. I got some friends that I can't believe anybody be an American and not own a gun. Hit.
I used to own a gun. I just don't anymore. Not unless you count the two puny air guns that we got.
Oh, yeah, I got one of the puny air guns. It's a pretty sweet deal, man. Do you know what we've had to pay for them? We stole them things out of Walmart, practically. Did you ever hear what we paid for them?
Uh-uh.
$50 a piece.
And it was a stainless steel 17 and 22 caliber for $49.99.
Nice.
For the scope. That's garage sale price, man. And they shoot pretty good, don't they, David?
Yeah, they do.
I don't know why somebody didn't tell me and hook me up with one.
I was going to buy one. I went over there with David to Walmart. And I was going to buy one. I told the guy to get it out of the case. He got it up on the counter, and David slapped down his money to pay for it. I said, what? I said, get me one, too. So we got the last two. They got the replacement. Yeah, I was going to buy that one, and then you bought it. I was like, well, give me the other one, then.
Oh, so there was only two left.
You should have seen the look on Joe's face. You should have seen the look on Joe's face.
That's funny.
I didn't know he was going to buy one. I was just showing it to him. I didn't know he had $50. So it's like, okay, get me one. I'll buy that one. So, but mine.
Yeah, as I recall, it left me pretty close to broke after I bought that.
Yeah, you were disappointed that you bought it, but it was still a heck of a deal. It was hard to turn down, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm glad I got it. I survived sometimes, not having that $50.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to bite the bullet, don't you?
Well, you know, I've always got other projects in mind for the money. And something else comes up, like that gun.
So,
it's an opportunity that can't really be passed up.
Yeah. You didn't have grocery stores for a week. You couldn't stand to lose 25 or 30 pounds, right?
Yeah, that's rarely a problem for me, but.
Boy, that reverberation's bad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put myself on mute and we'll see how it goes then. You two can talk.
Okay.
And if I still hear reverberation with me on mute.
Well, we're waiting for you to go on mute so we can test it.
Whoops.
Whoops.
David, man.
So, are you getting any feedback?
No, it's nice and quiet now.
My theory was correct.
Oh, all the reverberation was coming from him?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing, but it may be that it may be where or how he's placing his phone that's causing it. Because it doesn't always do it.
Yeah, they got some really awesome air guns out. I think the best air gun for the money though is a Blemish from Quackenbush in Missouri. I think they make the best air rifles if you get a blem, like maybe the stock's got a scratch or something on it. It's not right, you know, it's a cosmetic look thing. It's not a functional thing. They function fine. I think they're, $600 or $700, and they're pretty impressive air rifles. The guy's up there, I think he's up there towards St. Louis. I wouldn't mind going by there and trying one out sometime. He's between Springfield and St. Louis area. So,
okay.
If you get a chance, you got to check him out. Maybe go by there on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon or something. Maybe he'll demonstrate one for you. And, I'd probably go ahead and buy one when you get a chance. I wouldn't mind having one. Maybe you could buy three and get a good deal on all three of them. So we'd have one for me and one for David, too.
There you go. I'll swing by there on my way home one of these days.
Yeah, his address is on the Internet. I mean, I don't know. You can look it up. I found it already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can probably call him and say, you know.
Well, quickenbushairgun.com or something like that.
Yeah. Call him, tell him, look, maybe you can become a dealer over here. You know,
hey.
In the area that you're from. Maybe you can become a dealer. Maybe you could sell one a month or six a year. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a little bit of money. You make you might make $50 a piece off of them of being a dealer, you know?
Yeah, I want to get my store up and running.
Yeah. But I think they're pretty cool. I think they're – maybe you could even set up a shop over here to make them.
Yeah, if we can – I don't know. Yeah, get the proper schematic.
Well, I'm sure there's people around that help. You know, there's a machine shop there where we live. They might be able to help produce some of them. Do you know what I'm talking about without mentioning the name of business on here?
No.
Well, it's straight west of me.
Okay.
About a mile. On the north side of the road. There's a machine type place. They have a lot of machine equipment in there. And they like that, okay?
Okay.
Without mentioning the name, because I didn't know if we should mention the name of that business on there. So.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them, but I'll track them down.
Well, I know people that work there.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, that guy might not want to have, Well, he might have a good machine place anyway. I don't know. I mean, it might be just better to go through him and try to get a line of, you know, try to buy a tail of gear from him and resell him, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's probably what I'd end up doing is just buying, trying to buy wholesale and selling retail. It'd be a whole lot quicker and easier.
Well, I doubt there's a whole lot of markup on them, but there might be. I don't know. If they sell a Blim gun for $699 or $799, he still might have $400 or $500 in it. So, you know, and it's his gun. So I don't know how much he'd be willing to give up on the profits of it, you know, especially being in the same state, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'd be different if you California, New Jersey or something like that and wanted to, you know, because if we buy it from you here, we'd be able to just buy it from him too. So I don't know. But if you had a storefront set up where they could walk in and look at them, you know,
right.
And rifles, black powder, you know, black powder rifles don't have serial numbers either. You can buy a gross of black powder rifles, and there's no serial number on a black powder rifle.
Interesting.
They're a little bit louder than an air rifle, but black powder rifles have no serial number. Black powder pistols, black powder rifles have no serial number. They are not. They do not fall into the gun laws. But what's funny about that is when people get in trouble with the law and they commit a crime, they used to be able to have black powder rifles and bows or crossbows, but supposedly I talked to a guy that said that, oh, no, the probation officer said I can't have black powder rifle, black powder pistol, can't have a crossbow or nothing. So they're taking all of their constitutional rights away from them, not even the ability to be able to defend them, their family, their household with a black powder pistol or a crossbow or nothing.
Right. Can't hunt to feed yourself or anything.
What? Yeah, can't feed yourself. Yeah, if you're out of a job, you can't go out. Well, next thing you know, they're going to take fishing gear away from them. Afraid they might, you know, cast a fishing lure and hook a guy, a police officer in the ear or something, you know, because the fishing equipment's dangerous.
True.
Anyway, yeah, they're getting I don't know. I just think, you know, the Constitution says shall not be infringed. And that's, you know, for protection against the government or against invaders of your home, of your property. And I think they're just taking it to the extreme on that. It's just my opinion, though.
We just celebrated.
What?
Nothing. I had a wrong button.
Should I scroll? That's what I heard.
Yeah. No, it's Facebook. One of our mutual friends sent me a message, and then I went to her Facebook.
I got you. And it opened it up, and it spoke.
Yeah, it was a video. It was a video. So, yeah. One of our Filipino friends.
Oh, your Filipino friends from where?
The Philippines.
Oh, really? How'd you meet all them?
Joe.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah. I had people used to contact me. Hey, who's this guy who wants to be friends with me? I said, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway. But
I can't pronounce her name, but it's GEMZXHANDIE. She works at Honda.
Oh. Yeah, she just had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. She lives there in Cebu area, where the one I know that's going to school right now, going to caregiver school over there. So.
Yeah, she, I guess, was in a relationship not too long ago. That's why she ended up stopped talking to me.
Is she still in the relationship, or did the relationship end?
I don't know. She was in a relationship as of July.
Well, it's too bad. She seemed like a nice gal. So.
Yeah.
And she had a job, which is not what a lot of them over there. Does she still working in Honda?
It appears she is. She also had a business on the side that she was working on. So.
Sounds like a pretty sharp gal, don't she?
Yep. Yeah. But I guess because I didn't rush her, rush to meet her and bring her over here, she didn't, she lost interest in talking to me. But
well, It might have been that she had somebody else pursuing her a little bit harder than you were, okay?
That could be, too, because I'm kind of still on the fence about bringing somebody over here from another country.
She would have been a good woman. But that's fine. Too late now. Snooze, you lose. I've lost out on a few, too, but, life goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget her name.
I'm trying to be cautious.
Yeah, I missed out on one because I thought she was trying to drag me into some deal. And she's married and got two kids now. After she left me, she went and met some engineer and got married to him. And she's a nice gal. I just didn't know. I thought I was being conned. I didn't know if it was a real deal or not. So I got cold feet on it. So she was 30 and I was 40. But I don't know if we're supposed to talk about all this stuff on your podcast. I guess relationships with women in foreign countries is something to be cautious of. But if you're too cautious, you miss out.
True right? that. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, this podcast, we talk about anything and everything, but, yeah. I mean, I'm not worried. I don't really have anything to worry about as far as that goes. We talk about relationship stuff on this podcast.
Well, I'm really concerned about that deer hunter that fell out of his tree or got shot. That's what I'm concerned about.
Oh, I sent that to you, didn't I?
That was hilarious. Can you play that on the podcast?
I'll try. Hang on.
That is funny. Oh, I laughed really hard.
I thought you might enjoy that.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
All right, here we go.
911, what is your emergency?
Oh my God.
I was traced down and I think he's dead.
Calm down, sir. First, we need to make sure he is dead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, now what?
Oh, sounds like a friend of mine on the phone too. Is Dave not laughing at that?
Oh, he either hung up or lost signal.
Oh, really? That's too funny. That's too funny. Okay.
My friend fell out of his tree stand, and I think he's dead.
Calm down, sir. First, we need to make sure he is dead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, now what?
They could have a follow-up with the lady on the 911. Oh, my God! Did you just shoot the man? Well, you said make sure he's dead.
If that was real, she probably would have.
Well, I'm just saying, though, to make it a little bit more longer and even a little bit more funny if the lady, if they had the lady come back and said, oh, my God, did you just shoot the guy? And he could say, well, you did say, you said make sure he's dead. And then it should end. Wouldn't that be a little funnier yet?
Oh, yeah.
The second she's dead. Oh. If anybody sees the show right now, I hope they're laughing because that's funny.
I don't care who you are. Oh, man. Yeah, one of my friends said, was I supposed to laugh at that? I said, I'm not sure if it was real or not. If it is, then it would be sad. But,
Now, we don't know that because the guy might have needed somebody to shoot him, okay? We have a few people on this world that don't deserve to live, okay?
Oh, yeah. In the way of people.
In the way people?
That's what I call them.
Yeah. There's some pretty corrupt people out there.
Well, not just corrupt, but just pretty much useless. They don't do anything.
Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, don't be talking about your girlfriend, Kano.
What girlfriend?
That's what I mean. See, she don't do nothing.
Oh, shit. What was that word? I posted it on my wall with that polygamy video. Did you watch that polygamy video on my wall?
No, tell me about it.
All right, hang on. Let me find it.
Susan is the best thing that ever happened to me. She's beautiful, she shares my values, and she's a great cook. But she's not the only best thing that ever happened to me. At Matches.com, I met all my perfect matches. It's the only site that works time and time again.
For polygamous marriages like ours, it's the best site for cultivating authentic, loving relationships. No matter what people say.
The government says polygamy is illegal, but we say it's an issue of personal freedom. Joel is free to have as many wives as he wants, and I'm free to share his company whenever he wants. Because if we're allowing consenting adults to marry whomever they want, regardless of gender, race, or religion, I see no reason why I shouldn't be Joel's fifth wife. Exactly. Different people have differing needs, and Matches.com works with any relationship structure. Even polyandry.
Holy what?
Polyandry. It's like polygamy, but with one wife taking out several husbands. Not to be confused with polyamory.
Which one is that again?
That's for you. Screwing lots of people. No, polyamory means loving lots of people.
Well, then what's screwing lots of people?
That's swinging. As long as you love yourself, that's the most important thing. You mean phylogamy?
I phylogamy myself every morning.
No, Joel. Phylogamy is marrying yourself.
Is that a thing?
Yes. It's another made-up relationship construct. And it's also the quickest way to find a match at matches.com to get the most accurate matches. Be sure to choose your correct sexual orientation. Whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, asexual, pansexual, bi-curious, transsexual, transgender, gender fluid, transmission fluid, have a leaky carburetor, or just need your air filter replaced, matches.com is the only site for all of your dating and automotive repair needs.
Visit matches.com and get your first 20 matches free and 10% off your next oil change. Matches.com. If you can't find a match, you're probably not logged in.
Sologamy. I sologamy myself every morning.
Oh my gosh, it sounds bad.
No, it means basically you married yourself.
Right, right. Well, that's better than enumeration, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought that video was hilarious. I actually later looked up the website, and I don't think it's a real thing. It's just a joke.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Smart Water. Have you seen the Smart Water videos?
Uh-uh.
Well, they got a girl drinking Smart Water, and her boyfriend comes in and says, "What's going on?" She goes, "I don't know. I'm just really smart today." And he says, "Why are you so smart?" She goes, "It's just water. It's just smart water. And I drink these, and I just feel smarter when I'm drinking them." And the guy and the boyfriend says, "You're nuts. It's just the tight name of the water. It doesn't make you smarter." "No, it does. It really does. It makes me smarter." It's like a 2-minute video, and the girl's arguing with her boyfriend that she's getting smarter because she's drinking smart water. So it's pretty comical. I kept buzzing. I can't remember who does the video, though. I think it might be, like, some acting people that actually do it. They do a pretty good job, though. She's pretty convincing, even though she's pretty small. Yeah. You know what you call a blonde who dyes her hair brown, right?
Uh-uh.
Artificial intelligence.
I like that one. Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to use it.
What are you going to use it for? Somebody to tell that joke to?
Oh, there's always somebody to tell that joke to.
Yeah, the next time you go and sit down at a table and the waitress has brown hair or black hair or something, you can, and she acts a little, you know, dizzy, you could say, "Ma'am, did you dye your hair?" "Well, yes, I colored my hair the other day." "Well, I thought so, because you used to be a blonde, didn't you?"
My favorite blonde joke used to be, what's the difference between a blonde and a brick?
Something about falling. What is it?
You can lay a brick and it won't follow you home.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just say that on the podcast?
But I like the artificial intelligence one better.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
It is.
Well, now, somebody said something about how many men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None, because real men aren't afraid of the dark.
Oh, okay.
How many women does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. She can always get a man to do it for her.
That's true.
And they're usually
they're looking for a man who will do the work for them.
Yeah. It's really surprising when you can find a gal that'll help you pick up the trash out of the ditch. That's a shocker right there.
That actually was kind of a shocker.
Yeah. What would somebody expect out of that?
What do you mean?
I mean, usually it's a scratch. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So you got your back scratched. What are you going to have to do to scratch her back now? Nothing?
Oh, actually, I've helped her out a lot already.
Oh, maybe that's why she did it. She just felt like you owed you got the favor. I don't know. So
maybe.
I think it shocked some other people in the community, too. Some people that are, like, 73 years old. Just had heart surgery.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I think it shocked other people in the community, too. Like a woman who's 73 who just had heart surgery.
Oh, yeah. And another lady friend of ours.
The one who's got a daughter that worked at the store, right?
Correct.
We don't have to mention people's names, do we?
No.
Yeah,
I actually had some hope for her. Well, both of them, actually. But I don't know anymore.
Yeah. It's a confusing world sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. So, but that's getting too personal, talking about other people.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm not mentioning no names. just you. That's all we're talking about. The only name we can mention is you.
Right.
You?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't care about my business.
Is that Y-O-U or is that you? And me, is that M-E or just... M-E-E, I don't know. Because I'm me and you're you, so that's the only two people we can talk about.
And Bingo was his name, oh.
So what time's the show?
Midnight.
Midnight. Have we discussed everything you want to discuss?
Nah, pretty much. We just talk about whatever. Actually, I did have a topic that we didn't talk about. Maybe you might want to talk about it. Okay, not mentioning any names, I ran into a mutual friend at
the grocery store.
O'Reilly's. He bought a special seat cover because he gives people rides. Well, this one guy that he gives rides poops his pants. And so he's tired of the guy's poopy pants being messing up his seat in his passenger seat. And so he bought a special seat cover to put on the seat so that he could give this guy a ride. And I was just like, ugh, I wouldn't be giving him a ride if it was me, you know. Well, or he said, I was just like, ugh, you know. And he started explaining, you know, the guy's disability. And he goes, and so then I suggested Depends, and he said he won't wear them. But he, and then I was like, well, he wouldn't be riding in my car. He goes, out of the goodness of your heart, you wouldn't be helping, blah, 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 because of blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't want no poopy pants in my car. If he don't wear the pants, he ain't riding in my car.
If the guy, yeah, I mean, you could just say, you know, if you're going to ride in my car, you're going to have to put these on, or I'm not wearing them. Okay, well, sorry, I'm going to have to leave. Call me back when you change your mind.
Right. So, yeah, he bought a special seat cover so that he could give this guy a ride, which, I don't know, I guess that wouldn't be as bad, but still, I don't know, I wouldn't want somebody's poopy pants being in my car.
Yeah, and the seat cover don't do any good either.
No, I didn't think it would.
No, it's not a good deal. If you're riding that guy's car, you really ought to take your own towel and lay it over the seat before you get in.
I don't even think a towel would work.
No, I'm talking when you get in after the guy's done his business in there.
Oh, right.
Because if you have to sit in the seat after he's gotten out, even after it's been cleaned a little bit, it's still not totally sterile. So you're better off to take your own beach towel or something, throw it over the seat. When you get out, take the beach towel with you.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
But, you know, the bad deal, if you think about it, is that could be you when you turn 60 or 70 years old.
I would at least wear Depends. I wouldn't be disrespectful to other people's property.
Well, yeah, probably so. Or take your towel and throw it in there and you know, make a mess on your towel instead of his seat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just take a big, you know, big, like a towel that you dry off with. And yeah, have a shower, fold it in half, and lay it over the seat. And that should catch 99% of any of your issue or problem that you have. Another thing to do, just go to the bathroom every chance you get. You know, you go on a half towel.
Apparently, the guy's too big. And he can't wipe his own butt. And that's the reason why he doesn't. It's not that he necessarily poops his pants. It's that when he goes to the bathroom, he's so big he can't reach around and wipe.
I don't think that's the issue.
Well, that's what he said the problem was. But who knows what the problem was. The problem is he's leaving poop stains and smells in the guy's vehicle and he tolerates it. And I was like, not me. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, it's a bad deal because nobody else gives the guy a ride to community. Now, I understand he has a bowel problem and he can't control his bowel movements. That's what I understand.
Oh, okay.
So he can't Well, he should go before he gets in the guy's car. He rides 30 minutes to Walmart. When he gets to Walmart, he should go in and go to the bathroom, do his shopping. When he gets done, he should go again at Walmart and then get in the car and then it would be a 30-minute drive back to his house. And hopefully that would be, you know, he just needs to be more adamant about going to the bathroom.
Right.
Because he can't control his bowels. But he may be one of them guys that's scared to sit on a Walmart bathroom stool, you know?
Right.
You know,
yeah, I don't know.
Germaphobes or something, I don't know. I know other people that probably been scared to sit on a Walmart bathroom. I don't think he's listening right now, though.
He's not scared, but, yeah, him and I both are kind of germaphobic. We'll actually clean the toilet before we sit on it. But, yeah, David's a stall man. He won't pee at a urinal. He's got to go in the stall.
Yeah, after all them years in the Navy, I'd probably be the same way. We can only talk about it because he's not listening.
Nah, we'd do it with him on the phone, too. It wouldn't matter.
There you go. He'd be able to dig back at us. It's a lot better if we can make fun of him and he don't dig back at us, right?
Oh, poor David.
Yeah,
you know.
Well,
yeah.
No.
I heard this joke about these two military guys passing away. One was in the Army and one was in the Navy. And they go to the gates and they're, you know, under judgment. And they're talking about how they can't have any unclean thoughts or anything like that, or their wings will fall off. And so a beautiful angel comes flying down, and the Army guy, his wings fall off. Well, he bends over to pick his wings up, and then the Navy guy's wings fall off.
Oh, my, that's bad. That's bad news. Well, let me end on a bad note. It's 12 o'clock. I got stuff to do, and I'm supposed to be going to bed. So,
yeah, I got to go to bed, too. So, that concludes the DD&D podcast, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. We really don't talk about Dungeons and Dragons all that much, but according to David Ray, we do. But we don't.
I never got into all that stuff. Yeah, hey, good luck on your new job. Hope you do well tomorrow. Is this your first day on this new job?
I basically start my computer training tomorrow, and then I go out to do my physical training, which I don't really need it, but it's required anyways. And then they'll give me my own truck.
So what, you got a week?
Yeah, basically, I should be in my own truck by Friday. And they'll probably have me a load, and so I can start working basically Friday and have a load over the weekend.
So what's your travel's going to be? I mean, I guess we're talking about anything and everything. So are you just basically going to be traveling around Missouri, or are you going to be traveling through several states?
Well, I'll still be kind of sort of in the oil field, except I'm on the refinery side now. Again, that's where I was before. So I'm kind of, but this is different, a little bit different. I'll be hauling oil, which I've done that before too. I'll be hauling finished product oil to basically the bottling companies where they bottle it or put it in drums and ship it off to the buyers. And I'll also be hauling a slicking agent up to the pipelines. And
you told me about that.
Yeah, it'll basically go into the pipelines to help the oil go down the pipelines quicker, smoother. I'll be taking that up to like North Dakota, all up in that area where, you know, up north where all the pipelines are up there. If I get a passport, then I might even go all the way up to Canada and who knows how far north I could be going. But I don't know that if I want to get another passport.
I'll tell you what, I read, I don't know if you remember everything, God, but there's some iffy things on that passport as far as freedom and sovereignty.
Oh, I know. That's why I just assumed not get it, personally.
Yeah.
I just
don't understand the loophole that they used to do before the passport agency came into effect. You know, how do they travel? Like, all them people that got on the, got on and off the Titanic and ships like that, how they were back then without passport? I mean, what did they use? What was their rhythm of movement across the world globe? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, because before the passport was enforced, I only had to use a birth certificate and my driver's license. Well, it's not my driver's license. It belongs to the government. But I only had to use the driver's license and a birth certificate to cross. Before then, you may have only needed a birth certificate because they didn't have driver's licenses.
Yeah. And now they're having this world driver's license deal that's supposed to have a genetic code on your photo, so they'll have a genetic photo ID on you for computers to recognize your face walking down the street, and that's all going to be logged in off that that 2020 driver's license they're trying to incorporate.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping these solar flares take out all their crap.
Yeah, it's called biometrics. They're going to have a biometric photo taken of you, and they say they're not going to use it. But then after they get the photo and put it on the driver's license, it's going to be internally in their computer so they can upload that to the World United Nations identification system, kind of like your like taking your DNA.
Basically.
Without your permission.
Oh, yeah. They do all kinds of things without our permission. Yeah, they're supposed to be our employees, and they're doing all this stuff behind our backs.
Yeah, it's I think Trump knows a lot about that stuff too. I think Trump is real. I almost bet Trump doesn't have a social number. What do you think?
I don't know. I think Trump is only going to do what the puppet masters tell him to do.
Yeah, but I don't think he has a social security number. I think that's why we haven't seen his taxes, because he's not really in the tax code system, because he doesn't have a social security number, because the IRS says if you don't have a social security number, you don't have to pay taxes. And it's not a law that you have a social security number.
Well,
so two people in the community that don't have social security numbers?
Or may not, but he still pays taxes.
Well, his corporations pay tax. And the corporations have a really low tax bracket, and they just went down. I think he just lowered the corporation tax brackets. I think the corporations pay like 15%.
So incorporate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somehow, yeah. I don't even know what the tax limits on that are. I don't know if you can make $1 million and your corporation will have to pay 15% tax. That'd be a sweet deal, wouldn't it?
Well, you're a welder, and you basically work for different agencies as a union worker. Why can't you work under an LLC for these agencies?
I don't know. I need to talk to the tax man and get some of that stuff redone, because I got to do something different, because this year's lousy for taxes for me, because they took away all our reductions.
Yeah, I'd look into doing that. An LLC only costs $100 to make one. And the only complicated part is, do you want your LLC to be managed? Do you want it to have managers or members? And I don't remember what the significance is, and I don't remember which one I picked. But that's the only significance, really. All the other stuff is, cut and dry, easy. So once you figure out if you want your LLC to have managers or members, the rest is easy. It only costs about $100. Well, it might be like $125 now, because I think it was about a decade ago when I did mine, and it was like $107 when I did mine.
let's see, when did I do mine? I did mine in like 1995, 96 maybe. I had a corporate LLC.
Okay. Oh, so you know how it's done.
Well, I know a little bit about it, but I'm going to have to freshen up on it and do something different this year for taxes. So, hey, let me catch you later, okay? Go ahead and hang up the phone. I got to go to the bathroom. Talk to you later. Take care.
I got to go to bed, too. All right, good night. All right, that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers and Mysteria Legacy, Mabinugi, and Dungeons and Dragons. You can find us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, and you can find our other podcast at ScrapGovScrap.com. And we have 75 international numbers you can call in from 75 different countries. But as we experienced earlier in the podcast, pending your provider, you may or may not be able to actually call the podcast. So if you're local, then let us know, and one of us will call you on three-way, and we can join you in on the podcast that way. But otherwise, yeah, call in. Or even text us some podcast subjects. And soon I'll have some emails set up so you can email us some podcast subjects. And that'll give us topics to talk about, so we're not always trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. So I only had one topic tonight. I could have had more. We could have talked about the game. But yeah. So, guns, we wanted to talk about that. And then I have my other deal. So, airgundepot.com. Just Google air guns and different type of air guns, 45 caliber air guns, so on and so forth. Whatever, you know. If you know anything about guns, you'll know what to Google. But if you don't, just, you know, basically I think 30 caliber, 45 caliber, just Google different caliber air guns, and you can find some really good quality air guns that'll be just as efficient as powder guns, less regulation, and cheaper because you don't have to worry about buying the powder. All you got to do is basically buy the lead and supply the air. So I think overall it's cheaper. The guns are a little more expensive out the gate. But once they become a little more popular, they might be cheaper down the road. But yeah. On our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast for this week, we talked about Lewis and Clark. Basically in the 1800s, early 1800s, had an air gun that would basically take out large game. And it held, I think, 20 rounds. It was it wasn't an automatic. It was more like bolt action. not exactly bolt action, but almost like a bolt action. It held 20 rounds, and it would shoot 40 rounds before you had to refill the air cartridge. And this is back in the early 1800s. So, yeah, they had this technology 200 years ago. And it got suppressed. Well, now it's coming back. So check it out. Airgundepot.com. I forgot the other ones. But, yeah, he talked about that one on the podcast. But, yeah, just Google 45 caliber air guns, high-powered air guns, and see what you find. Check it out. I need to get me a couple as well. All right, talk to you later. Oh, real quick. They don't got to be cleaned as often either. You still got to clean them, but the powder is what makes you have to clean the guns more often. So you don't have to clean air guns as often. You don't got to buy the powder. You don't got to worry about reloading your shells. All you got to do is buy the lead or, you know, the bullet and supply air. And you don't have to clean it as much. So, yeah. I think cleaning is the part that drives me the most insane. I don't want to have to clean my gun every time I freaking use it. I mean, you know, cleaning it every time you use it is not a bad idea. But with an air gun, you don't have to. Where with powder, you pretty much have to clean it after so many rounds of ammunition. So, there you go. Low maintenance firepower. Talk to you later. Bye.